Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So Thunder win.
Yep.
Win the NBA Finals. I honestly, I know nationally it's like, they're the next dynasty. I'll hold off on that. 624. All right. We'll talk about dynasty stuff 624. I want to know if Tyrese Halliburton is a cautionary tale. Because he goes down in game seven. He was hot as hell in game seven. He goes down in the first quarter. And Lyman and I had talked because it was Donovan last year. Donovan had the calf injury last year. You wrote
Boston.
Against Boston, yeah. In the Athletic. You wrote about it in the Athletic. And then who got the calf injury during this playoffs this year? Was it Evan? Was it Donovan again?
Yeah.
All right, because Jeff had said, I remember Phelps had said, he's like, I wouldn't play him.
Absolutely.
And we are freaking, that's the whole thing of it. We were freaking out. I was freaking out. I don't know if Lyman was, but I was like, it's the playoffs. You got to play him. And I remember with the Halliburton thing, I kind of backed off that a little bit with the Halliburton thing because now I see it with a clip. Because I will admit wholeheartedly, if it gets thrown into my face like, well, I'm not going to play him, like, man, we're already down like this. We've had a great. I'm more emotionally involved about the Cleveland Cavaliers than I would ever be with the Indiana Pacers. So I look at it more with a clear head if I'm looking at Indiana. And I remember we had talked about that, and I gave Jeff credit. I said, gosh, like these things, they seem to always lead to calf injuries, seem to always lead to Achilles injuries, going back to Kevin Durant. Jason Tatum, now Tyrese Halliburton. I'm sure there's another one in there that I can't remember. I'm sorry?
Dame Lillard,
yes, that's right. You have these guys that have these calf injuries that lead to Achilles injuries, and you know, I felt that Tyrese Halliburton, Jason, was in an impossible place because you never know if you're going to get back. It seems like it's an improbable finals run, so you never know if you're going to get back, and it's like this may be your only chance. Like, you have to go for it, and now he gets hurt in game seven. It's like, man, we aren't going to see him until...
He'll miss all of next year.
Yeah. We won't see him until October 2027? 26. Yeah. Boy, that made it sound way longer than what it was. We won't see him until October 2026, probably. I mean, that's an incredibly long amount of time. But it is a game seven, so how do I... Like, you didn't go down in December. You went down in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And I don't think that there's any way that it's tough. I understand he got hurt. I understand the chances of getting hurt go up significantly. I've read about that since yesterday and all throughout this weekend. But, man, like, how do you look people in the eye and say you're not going to go? Or how is anybody going to stop you from going when you're the number one guy and it's a Game 7?
Yeah, it's calves are so tricky, and no injuries are the same, right? Can we agree? Like, injuries are not created equally, and some are far more
Definitely.
Severe than others, and some can lead to more catastrophic things than others.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, calves for a while. I wrote it last year with Donovan in the Boston series that these are types of injuries that are measured in weeks, not days, and because of what they can lead to. You really can't go on him. And I think Tyrese will be a cautionary tale for a lot of guys moving forward. Victor Oladipo, I saw, was on social media hot about this. And I mean, listen, the timing
of this. What did Victor Oladipo say?
Just basically, you're just going to move on with the game and act like nothing happened? Like, can we start looking at this injury? Can we at injuries differently? Can we stop with how injuries
did he
are treated?
Want him, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult here. Did he want him to stop the game and not play the rest of the game?
I think it was passion and emotion talking, but I think the larger point was what we're talking about, that calf injuries are often just dismissed as anything else. And obviously right now in Cleveland with the talk of injuries and how the Cavs went out, and there was a lot of talk around that. And again, that's where I think injuries are created differently. And if it's an injury that is not going to lead to further damage, I think that has to be viewed differently than an injury like a calf that can lead to missing an entire season if you continue to play on it. I totally get why Halliburton wanted to go. I bet you he still would tell you today he'd do it again, because that's just how the dude's built and wired, and he had a chance to win a championship, and he's going to go for it. But at some point, you know, I don't know, you know, like in the NFL now with concussions, you have doctors that step in and say, no, you cannot play. Calf injuries, I think, need to start being treated a lot more seriously than they have been to this point.
Should they have stopped them?
Should they have stopped them? It's hard to say, probably. But it's hard. Because, so like, the whole thing with concussions, right? Like, that's a whole different lane because of CTE.
It really is. Like, we're not talking about long-term cognitive effects.
We're not talking about life and death.
On an Achilles.
We're talking about an Achilles. You're going to miss a year and your head's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So it's man, this is the gray area. There is no right or wrong. And I think they did a pretty good job of warning him of how this could go. I think if you saw him on the floor, he said, I did it. Like, he knew the risks, and he did it anyway. And I think it comes down to a personal choice with guys.
I don't know if they could have stopped him. I don't think they should have. I think it has to come down to his personal choice and the pressure that's on it. And I know that everything that comes with it. I mean, I think that we like to call each other out in basketball more than we do like any other sport, really. Because you could see guys in street clothes. You can see them sitting there. It's a game where the cameras are on these guys at all times. Like, I think if a guy's standing on the sidelines and he's in street clothes and stuff like that, very rarely do you get to see a chance where he's assing off. They're always on there on the bench. Somebody's going to say something funny during a two-hour basketball game.
Of course.
And it's going to catch him at the wrong time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time and you're laughing at something, somebody's gonna say something. Even if you're frustrated, somebody says something funny that is gonna make somebody chuckle. It happens, even if you're laughing in frustration. So you're in an impossible moment if you're Tyrese Halliburton. You sit there, you are on the road, at least you're not at home. You're on the road. If you were to sit there and be out in this basketball game, I don't know how guys coming off the floor, going on the floor, I don't know how that can even compute. So for Tyrese Halliburton, it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, go out there. Well, I'm not the one who's got to go through a year of rehab. And then what, you're not going to go on the road games. You'll probably go to some of the home games. You'll basically be like this missing link for this basketball team that now people have already just taken out of any chance for the 2025-26 season. So Indiana's like out of it now with Tyrese Haliburton now. And that leaves, and yes, I know we start to smell blood in the water where we look at Boston with their situation with Jason Tatum. We look at Indiana with their situation with Tyrese Haliburton. There will be more on that in just a moment. But I think that this has got to be one of the things that we look at, because it's not going to be the last time that it's happened. And it's happened twice now with our major superstar in Donovan Mitchell, where it's like, well, he's got a calf. Well, if he's got a calf, he doesn't play. Yeah, well, we're in the postseason. Well, if we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, we've never been further than the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I find it hard to believe, Jason, like a guy like Donovan, if we're in the Eastern Conference Finals next year against Orlando, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-2 Cavs series, chance to go to the finals. You got a bad calf. Like, there, I don't think anybody's stopping him. I don't think anybody's stopping Donovan Mitchell from playing. I think that this is just what you deal with. That you, we want these guys to go for the moment. They're going for the moment. And I understand that a season, an injury like next year, an injury like that with Tyrese Haliburton next year to like a Donovan Mitchell, God forbid, it changed everything. It would change the entire future of the franchise moving forward. Like, Tyrese Haliburton, I assume, is going to be back with Indiana in the next year, and then eventually they'll rebuild it. With the Cavs and with Donovan, like, you might be able to speak better to this. I think you're in a 2-year window right now.
100%.
No matter what they do, if they make a move, they don't make a move. If they would have got Kevin Durant, which I think was highly unlikely, if they wouldn't have got him, which they didn't, like, it's a 2-year window. And if he got hurt at the end of next year, like,
it's over.
That's it.
But on top of that, contracts come into this as well.
Yes.
And Donovan's coming up on another ability to opt out and extend. I don't remember now off the top of my head if it's next year or the year after. I think it's the year after. And Tyrese just signed a 5-year deal a couple years ago. So he's still under contract for a couple more years.
Mm-hmm.
Because that plays a role in this too. But the Donovan one's fascinating when you talk about him, because he does have a history of calf injuries. And I think he has played it wisely in the past and played it smart in the past with sitting. But also last year, I wrote about this too, there was something different about him this season. Just sort of his obsession with winning is at an all-time high. And I didn't notice it his first couple of years here. And mm-hmm. I think he has reached that point in his career where he is, it's the only thing that matters to him.
I think he's one of the few people that you can tell. I'm sure there's plenty of guys in the NFL or the NBA who definitely want to win a championship. But I think he's one of the few guys that a general fan knows that they are obsessed with winning one.
Yeah.
And I think you can count them on one hand, where everybody in the world knows that they're obsessed with winning one. So if you were in Donovan's shoes, if God forbid if this were to happen, this is what you pay the guys for. And as unfortunate as it is for a guy like Tyrese Haliburton, as fortunate as it is for Dame Lillard, as Owen brought up, as the same thing with Jason Tatum, like, this is part of what it's for. They're not there just to look at and admire. In January, they're there to look at and admire. If they go out and they score 35 and they have a great game, like, that's fantastic. In this moment, you know, you have your own hopes and dreams and the dreams and hopes of those around you. And then there's the fans that get involved with it as well. And I think Tyrese Haliburton was put in an impossible position.
Yeah.
An absolutely impossible position. If he sits, he not only has to wonder what if, as he eventually gets better. And because once you get better, like, once it were to be September, August, somewhere in there, and you're feeling better, you're like, could I have went? Could I have gone? And you have to sit there and deal with, you're not going to sit there and pay attention to Stephen A. Smith and everybody else talking about you, but people around you will let you know what they are saying. And you could sit there and be as upset as possible knowing that you couldn't change the history. Or you could really gamble on the future. And you can put yourself, not that he should play because of Stephen A. Smith and all of us arguing, whatever. But you have to wonder always what if. And I don't think he has to wonder what if now. He left it all out there. They didn't win it. But I as weird as it sounds, and it's easy for me to say not as a professional basketball player, as weird as it sounds, it's like, all right, you went down and you can have as much pride as anybody without winning a championship. As sad as that is, yes.
Well, he was voted most overrated, right, before the playoffs?
There's no way now.
And there was no way that he was going to be, but had he set out Game 7, would the overrated stuff come back?
He's not very well liked across the league. I think that's...
Why is that?
He talks a lot. And I mean, that was our poll, where he it was the Athletic Anonymous player.
So we can just throw it out.
That he was...
That you got everybody to agree that he was overrated?
No,
it's the Athletic.
The players are the ones.
You sent out a separate email that said, "Hey guys, we're all going to vote this guy overrated."
No,
I heard you. What you said to Pascal Siakam, I know that.
The players are the ones that. That's not the media. That's the players that voted him the most overrated.
Well, yeah, I know that, but it was still your. We're making a joke, Jason.
Yeah, using your influence.
Well, I don't know if he's doing it.
Jason is a serious journalist.
He's all. It's 6 a.m. It's Monday.
You should know this.
He hasn't got the coffee
yet.
You've
got all these awards now.
Yeah, he's all. Yeah. We're serious journalists around here now, buddy. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of you.
Big J journalism over here, buddy. I got the plaques to prove it now.
A lot of big.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.